What's going on, guys? You're listening to Side B Radio, the podcast. I always want to say the whole line, Side B Radio, the alternative side of music, but it's not entirely a music-based show anymore now that we're a podcast. It used to be when it was a radio show. Anyway, my name is Stephanie Walsh. I host this wonderful podcast that you're listening to, and thanks so much for tuning in. This week, I had my friend Harold, who is a psychic, come on the show and have a conversation with me about his psychicness. So that was recorded at a different point in time, and you will hear that shortly. But I wanted to, you know, come say hi, talk about life. How's it going in your quarantine? I hope you're doing the best you can. I'm doing the best I can. I've been podcasting like, whoa, and you know, trying to stay active with friends, and thankfully my dad comes out to Astoria once in a while and takes me to the grocery store and that kind of thing. I'm actually recording this right now, the night before you'll hear it, so Saturday night, and I got to see a friend today on the street after going shopping with my dad. I went to pick up dinner because dad was going to stay over and have dinner with me, so we ordered from this place that we order from. And as my dad was pulling up so that I could like hop out of the car and pick it up, my buddy Mark was standing on the side of the road, and that was so wonderful and exciting. And we hugged, and don't worry, I mean, we had our masks on and we didn't, you know, exchange any kind of saliva of any kind or like sneeze on each other or anything, but we hugged. And you guys, it was the first hug I've had in over a month. And these are things that we take for granted, but like the pure joy of running into a friend and seeing like a friendly face and someone I know, and was so excited. So that was wonderful. And then dad came and we had our dinner, and then I gave my dad a quick tarot card reading because, as you heard last week, it's something that I'm playing around with a little. And, you know, again, it was kind of accurate. So it was pretty cool. Harold and I talked about tarot. We talked about a lot of things. I think this conversation was awesome, and I really hope that you guys do too. So without further ado, here is the interview that I did with Psychic Harold from psychicharold.com. And if you are interested in a reading from Harold, please listen to this and then reach out to him, and you can let him know that, you know, Steph from Side B sent you. That would be awesome. Enjoy. Hi, Harold.
Hi, Stephanie.
Thank you so much for doing my show.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. I actually, so this past week, I had my friend Brittany on who dabbles like for fun in tarot, and she doesn't claim to have any kind of psychic ability. So it kind of like fits. I have a little theme going on right now. So it's cool that we were finally able to schedule this week.
Cool.
So, but can you start, just tell people a little bit about yourself before we dive into the questions that I have for you?
Yeah. Like, what would you like to know? Like, you know,
well, introduction, people are listening. They don't know who you are. So hi, okay. Harold.
Hi, I'm Psychic Harold at psychicharold.com. And, you know, I'm a clairvoyant, and psychic, you know, that's just like a generic term for what I am, you know, but I feel like clairvoyant is really what I am. I'm just, you know, somebody that is a regular person besides the fact that I'm clairvoyant and I want to help a lot of people. And that's what I feel like, you know, I'm here to do is kind of help people in the world with like their issues and problems and guide them and things like that, you know, and get some help myself, because like, I learn a lot from like every single person I interact with, like my customers and stuff. So yeah, I mean, that's me. That's just what I do. You know, I was in the Air Force, you know, for almost 10 years, you know, got top secret clearance. I told you about all that. Prior to that, was doing like a lot of like tech support, things like that. I think I did that afterwards. I'm just trying to figure, you know, I'm single, you know, I'm not married, no kids, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm just a normal person, you know, just like doing my thing, hanging out. And I just happen to have, you know, a skill, you know. A lot of people are, you know, naturally gifted in a lot of ways. You'd be like a carpenter, you know, gymnast, you know, people who are geniuses, you know, that's just like my thing, you know?
Awesome. You know? So how did you discover that you were clairvoyant?
So I think like one of my first memories in life sort of sums that up, because one of my very first memories in life was very, very disturbing, and it used to like bother me. It's not just the first, but it was something that was like reoccurring. I'd see like my family and people around, but I'd also see like these people who weren't in my family that were around just hanging out. And I understood that nobody else could see them because I would be trying to tell people about these people that were there that were like looking at me and like trying to talk to me and stuff. And it used to freak me out. But then it took me a while to understand that nobody else could see them, but I could. But this was literally one of the first memories that I had. And so strange that I just remember seeing these Native Americans, like they were just like talking and dancing and like around this fire. But some of them were like trying to come up to me and they were talking to me and they were always there. They were just like chilling in the living room. They'd be in the kitchen. They'd be everywhere. And this was one of the first things that I saw, but I still see that to this day. And these are, spirits that I was seeing. So that was, I try to go back to like my very first sort of understanding. And that was literally one of my first, I think that was like my very first memory in life that I actually have the ability to sort of recall. So that was the first time. There were other things, like stuff going on with like the electronics and things in the house. Kind of had some weird experiences where I was seeing people, like I'd see my mom or my dad like enter the house and like kind of pass me in a room. And I'd be like, oh, hey, but it really wasn't them. I was just getting a precursor, like a video, like I was have fast forward the video or something of life. And I would be seeing these people, but they weren't really there. They were just getting ready to actually come through and do exactly what I just saw. So that would happen a lot. Like, you ever see The Matrix, where in the movie The Matrix, Neo and all of his crew, they see the cat, but they see the cat twice. Like, oh, that's a glitch in the system. Well, I would see glitches in the system. I would see that a lot. So that was another indication. So it's just little stuff like that,
So, at what point did you decide, like, okay, I can do this thing and it's a skill that I have or a gift that I have, I need to share it? Like, when did you decide to become psychicherald.com and offer your services to people?
Well, see, I always like I figured out that like a lot of this has to do, it's directed and controlled by like higher powers, like different forces like that are above me, like my guides and things. So I feel like for a long time I was allowed to sort of live as much of a normal existence as possible, to sort of learn how to be like a normal human being, to have normal human experiences. But I like to say that every now and then, throughout life, I would have these like flare-ups. I hate to say it, but you have like a flare-up is like, when you have hemorrhoids or something, like, oh, my ass is hurting. Excuse my French. Can you cuss me? Like,
Yes, you're fine.
okay, all right. So you'd have like these flare-ups, but I'd have these like psychic flare-ups where, like I'd be overwhelmed by the stimulus, psychically, and it would take me out of my sort of normal sort of human existence and just living like a regular kid or whatever. And then like I would be overwhelmed with like all of this stimulus, and you can't sort of function, you can't deny it, you have to pay attention to it, and you just kind of got to work with it. So the point I'm trying to make is, after being in the military, kind of just farting around doing my own thing, was out playing, being a bachelor, having fun, living life in America like people should, and having a whole bunch of fun, and then boom, flare up, it just like shut my whole situation down. And I was feeling like a severe sort of schizophrenic type of thing was going on, because it was just like I was overwhelmed with like the influence, like voices, sounds, sights, feelings, everything. It was just too much. So I wasn't even able to work you know. I literally like was like barely surviving because it was so severe. But then I was like, this is all something to do with who I am as a person, and this is God talking to me. And at that point, I was like, it's not about the money. It's not so much about what I really want to do anymore, because I had played a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. And I felt like it's time for me to really buckle down and just deal with this. Like, so, because these flare-ups are going to keep happening whenever, I guess, they're out of my control. And so that's when I said, I'm going to get my Buddha on. That's the way I say it. Don't know anything. Didn't know anything about, like, you know, being like Buddha or a spiritual master. But that's at the moment, like that last sort of crazy flare-up, I was like, I got to get my Buddha on. It's not about the money. I need to, you know, become enlightened and get my spiritual sort of stuff on. You know, that's the way I say it. And so I went into, like, you know, meditating, you know, and I'm like, how do I, you know, Buddha had the ability to sort of meditate all day, but he didn't really have to work. He didn't have a job. He didn't have bills to pay. He didn't live in the, like, neighborhood I lived in. He was on a mountaintop chilling, you know, like all day. Stop here with the trees and the fucking cobra. Excuse my French. You know, just to do my thing. You know, but I was like, I don't do that because I live in the modern world. I've got to find a way to really get my Buddha on, so to speak, but I got to get paying too, because right. I've got to find a way to do it. And that's really what happened. I was like, I've got to keep everything on the path. How can I do this and like really be like helping people? So that was it. It was really about giving myself time to sort of live like a monk, you know, and I was like, I got to get paid while I do this. And I said, no better way than to help people with what I got, you know what I'm saying, while I'm doing this. And honestly, I'm telling you the truth. All I was trying to do, I was living in like this tiny ass apartment, excuse my French, and I only wanted to make my, I was like, I'm going to do this like psychic stuff or whatever. Because that was just a byproduct of what was really important to me was right. the spiritual stuff, you know. And it's like, I'm going to do this just enough to make my rent, to keep me sustained. And it was like $300, like, you know. So what happened though is that $300 got blown out of the water, you know what I mean? I'm just being honest. I made like 10 g's, right? And I'm like, I've never really made money like that before doing real work. And I'm like, okay, so clearly we've surpassed the $300 mark, but also this is a sign to me that I'm on the right path and this is what I need to be doing.
Well, for you understand sure. what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, yeah.
So it was kind of like that, you know, but I've always been a helper. I've always been that dude that's just like, you know, let me help you, you know. Ever since, like, I've been living on my own since I was like 17 or whatever, I've always had my door open like a shelter to strangers, friends, people in trouble and need. It was just one of those things, you know. Not to toot my own horn, but I've always been like, I've had a helping chip, like, sort of programmed inside of me, you know. So it's always been there, but like, that's kind of the story about how the whole making money doing the psychic thing happened though, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great. So for people, like, I don't know the difference between like a psychic and a clairvoyant. And I'm sure there yeah. are people out there, possibly listeners, who are like, all of this is nonsense. Can you explain a little bit like how it works?
Yeah, that's a good question. So for me, how it works, you know, I don't know how it works for other people, but for me, it is, like, one of the examples is what I told you about how I would see my parents before I actually mm-hmm. saw my parents. That's something that happens a lot. But mostly, I was thinking about a way to sort of explain this to people so they would understand and really be able to experience it themselves, you know? Mm-hmm. And the best way that I came up with to sort of help people understand how it is for me, they have these books that are called stereoscopic image books. And what it is they have these books that they're really big, like children's books. And they just looks like kind of like somebody puked up a bunch of confetti in different colors on each page, these huge pages. And what the thing is you stare at the page for a little bit
mm-hmm.
and you'll notice that there will be a 3D image that starts to sort of gradually emerge if you stare at the page long enough. Have you seen those books?
Do yeah, I remember about? Those from when I was like a kid.
Yeah. That
I was not good at them.
Right, exactly. So that's my thing. And so, like, if you want to see, like, the difference between, like, psychic and mediums and clairvoyance and things like that, I think it's kind of like, you know, you would think in terms of, you know, the ability to sort of see the image, you know? Okay. So some people might see a little bit. Let's say there's a dolphin behind the little confetti right. thing. You know, some people might see like the head. Some people may see the tail and kind of be able to deduce that's what it is. It's, mm-hmm. oh, it's a dolphin. But then some people are like, you know, some people are like in the ocean hugging the dolphin and, you know, we're doing cartwheels together. You yeah. know, that's how I feel. But it really is like the stereoscopic image. So anybody wants to do it and see what it's like for me, it's like that 3D image behind the image is constantly there. You see what I'm saying? So if gotcha. I have a flare up, like I mentioned before, it is like that's the only thing that is there. So it's like you're in a completely different world. It's like the confetti is gone. And it's like that for all five senses. And it like overwhelms you. But when it's normal, it's like you know it's confetti, but you also know and you can see equally that there's a dolphin there. Did you follow that?
Yes, I did. Okay, I think so. If I did, I'm sure that the audience has it.
Yeah.
Your website says that you don't use like crystals and gemstones and tarot cards and all that kind of stuff. No. Have you used them before, or like you just, since it's been this way your whole life, you're like, I don't need any of that to me.
You know, when I was a kid, you know, my second home was the library. That's where I spent a lot of my time. I don't know why. I just loved it. I was only attracted to a certain aisle in the library, which had all of the parapsychology and the ESP and, you know, all these books and that kind of stuff. Was like just always drawn to that stuff. And I could stay there for hours after school, just like in my own world,
mm-hmm.
Doing that. And I've always been interested in all things psychic, like from an early age. Didn't know why, but it was just my thing. Kind of like you like ice cream, you know, my favorite ice cream, where you might be interested in, you know, like, you know, basketball or something. I was always interested in that. So yeah, the tools I didn't use, and it's weird because I like rap music. I like all music, but you know, I like rap. I like hardcore rock. I like rap. I like, you know, slow stuff. I like jazz, but
mm-hmm.
I got the concept of like freestyle rap. You know what that is?
Yes, I do.
That's like where, you know, you just, it's off the cuff, you know, you just like aren't using anything. You're not pre-programming anything. You're just really in tune with like the flow of the universe and you're just letting it come out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like the best sort of way to honor God or wherever these gifts came from was to be as natural as possible.
So you're the freestyle psychic.
I'm the freestyle psychic. I try to, that's the kind of thing that I'm working on. Like, I felt like that's the way to be pure and that's the way not to, because you know, psychics get a bad rep.
Yeah.
For having rips. And having like little guides that they flow on and things like that. And I'm just like, that's totally bullshit. And I think I need to be more authentic than that, you know?
I feel like you should rebrand, Harold. I think you should like freestyle psychic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just go with it.
That's a good idea. So I, like I said, I don't indict anybody who uses tools.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I feel like, you know, they're searching for something. They want to use them, fine. I don't indict that. It's just that it's got such a negative connotation, like the Miss Cleo type of
right.
psychic. I'm like, I don't want to be associated with that in any way. And I did. I memorized all of the tarot cards in like, you know, an hour or something, because I was interested to see what it was about. And then I thought of, I'm like, I have to admit, I'm like, is this going to help me, you know, with like my craft? Is it mm-hmm. going to make me better? I did look at them, but then I realized, no, it's not. It's like taking me a step back. You know, it's taking me backwards. It's regressing my abilities, not helping it. That's another reason that I don't use them, you know?
Gotcha. So you just mentioned Miss Cleo, and there's right. a lot of, I mean, there's a million pop culture references to like psychics and fortune telling and all that kind of thing. How yeah. do you feel about the way that it's portrayed like in the media, in Hollywood and all that?
Well, you know, at some point, you know how you have like gay people, you know, it was this big thing to be in the closet back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because it had like this negative connotation to it or whatever, you know, but now it's more accepted, right?
Okay.
People's perception a lot of times is shaped by the media. And in psychics in the media, to me, they've been portrayed by people who aren't psychics and mm-hmm. who only think they understand. And a lot of it has been like this horror stuff. Like, you think of most of the movies that have anything to do with psychics in it, it's always labeled under the genre of horror,
like,
you know, and
Poltergeist.
It's always this spooky shit, you know.
Right.
And I really did not like that. I wanted people to get away from that because it's not really like that, you know what I mean? It's like, because they make it seem like it's all bad, you know, it's fucking spooky, and you know, it's always in some, you know, some dark house, like, you know, it's a huge mansion. Why don't you have lights? You know, why would you walk around your fucking house when it's all dark and shit? Like, why would you do that? I mean, and that's how I never really liked them portraying, you know, the psychic thing like that. It's just very, like, it's horror, you know? I'm like, it's not horror. You know, it's something beautiful, you know? It's like, you know, so I didn't like it. As the world progresses, same thing with the vision of, like, the psychics and how they're portrayed in the media. Like, it won't be this big thing. And I give you an example of the movie Mel Gibson, What Do Women Want? How to Hit His Head. That's an example of where it was a little bit more progressive and it wasn't all on this spooky stuff, you know?
Right.
So I like where it's going and I understand the trajectory of where it started. It's getting better, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I was going to ask, is there something you can think of that, like, has gotten it right? Like, there's that celebrity medium kid that has a TV show. There's that, I can't remember. Is it John Edwards? Is that his name?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so there's all these kinds of things. Is there anybody out there that's, like, gotten it right? Do you believe those people who have the shows? Like,
That's a good question. I'm trying to think. I'm thinking. It's going to take me a second to kind of think of somebody who got it right.
Okay.
Maybe I already used the example. I mean, maybe, you know, What Women Want. I mean, I think that's pretty close. I think there are elements in the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze. I don't know if people remember that.
Yeah,
like,
of
you know,
course I do.
Making like pottery with his wife, and it's all, you know, like, I don't know, but still, that's a good movie. Some parts of that, like, like, you know, the part where, you know, Whoopi Goldberg's character is like, you know, her room is filled up with these people that are like kind of bogarting and trying to get heard.
Yeah.
I think that part is like really true, like so true. But yeah, there are some that have got it right. I'm trying to think of something else. Oh, I am thinking of something. something that wasn't all spooky, you know what I mean? That was more like what it's like. Build a dreams, build it, they will come. Do you remember that? Like,
yes.
Kevin Costner? That is more like how it is, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, or like Touched by an Angel, you know, like where the chick, you know, Monica, where it's like her, you know, she's all speaking in like Irish accent, like, you know, oh, God loves you, you know, God loves you, look what I want to tell you. And it's true, you know, God does love you, but it's like that, like, you know, sometimes these people just show up and it's not all spooky, you know what I mean? So I think they get it right. Those are a few examples, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, those were all pretty decent.
And like in the Bible, you know, there's, you know, I follow a lot of different like religions or whatever. And, you know, like in the Bible, there are just episode after episode of, you know, them getting it right. Like when Jesus, you know, was, you know, he understood that, what's this guy's name? Judas was, you know, at the table, but he was going to like sell him out. Like that was really like an episode of, you know, psychic ability that wasn't all like on this horror type stuff. It was just like, you know, hey, I know you're going to sell me out. You know, you're going to sell me out, and, you know, somebody's going to kiss me and blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's filled with all of these things. Like Noah, you know, in the Bible, he was like, hey, you know, a little water coming, you know, build a boat, you know, I'm trying to tell you. It's like those, they're not like horror movies, but it's like that, you know, and the Bible's filled with examples of like, you know, the right way, you know?
Well, you were saying that it's becoming mainstream, and I agree with you. There's like this whole movement lately of like, witchy culture, and like tarot is a big deal, and astrology is a big deal. Like there's so many different apps now about like astrology and what do you think of all that? Like that it's becoming kind of trendy almost. Like what are your opinions on that?
Well,
it's good for business,
any,
right?
I don't think I really had any, but I mean, because you're asking, I think I should like, you know, formulate one.
Okay.
So with astrology, you know, like I said, there's Miss Cleo, and like I have this theory when it comes to stuff like that. And every religion, you know, could be witchcraft, it could be, you know, voodoo, it could be, you know, Christianity, Islam, whatever. Every religion, you know, I feel like has, you know, like 90% of the followers or whatever are like, they just know somebody that was there. They kind of, you know, aren't really diehard followers. It's just like their culture. It's just like something that you say. What's your religion? Blah, boom. but you've never really gone, studied any of the material. You don't know. Like, I feel like that's 90% of the people of all religions. Like, they just kind of know something.
Right.
But then, like, 5 or 10% people of the people, they really are diehard adherents to, like, some philosophy or religion or whatever. And so when it comes to, like, how it's trendy and stuff, I feel like a lot of times, same thing goes for any religion. Like, if it's witchcraft, you know, I do feel like it's, like, that 90%, 10% sort of ratio. I think there's so many people at all philosophies, religions, or whatever that are like that, like fake gangsters, you know?
Okay.
And there are some that are real.
Gotcha. So in like your daily life, you're going about your business, you have to go to the grocery store, you have to go get gas in your car, whatever. Is it always on? Like, do you run into people who have like spirits like next to them that are like, you need to tell this person a message for me, that kind of thing? Or can you turn it off, so to speak?
It really helps, like, to work at it professionally, because after a while, muscle memory, you know, my body, you know, there's like signals and things that are just saying to, you know, the world or whatever, like, okay, I'm ready now to receive and to be in, like, you know, my psychic mode, you know, to be in clairvoyant mode, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I'm not really in that, it really helps to control it. But there's always flare-ups. So it's trips to the grocery store. I think for years, I wouldn't go because I was feeling a little too much. I didn't like being around too many people because it was just too much picking up on all their stuff. So I would go like late at night, early in the morning, especially Walmart, you know, and self-checkout has been like a lifesaver for me. So it is sometimes. Sometimes it's not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there are people that, like, I need to, or I should talk to, and I feel like they're like brought to my attention so I can pick up on them a little bit more. I really don't feel like I'm in control of it. I feel like I have people, like intelligent beings above me or around me, who are more in control of that. You know what I'm saying? It's weird how I feel like that. So it's not always on. It's like I told you, sometimes it's like that stereoscopic image book.
Gotcha.
It's there, but it's not always on. But there's flare-ups some days, and some days it's just like, shit, I feel like when I was a kid again, like normal, like, you know, like I said, I had a chance to live like a normal human for a lot of years. Sometimes I feel like that too. It just changes, you know?
So it's not so much like psychic, like predictions, like that's not really your bag, right? Like that's, but can you see outcomes? Like, I asked you before, I used the, like, the movie Doctor Strange, where Benedict Cumberbatch can come up with, like, every possible scenario. Like, if you take 2 steps to the left, this will happen. But if you turn right instead, this will happen.
Yeah.
Is that how that, like, does that happen for you? Can you see
possible outcomes? Absolutely, because, you know, that, I absolutely can. And that's something that you have to be, like, aware of, you know, because some people think that, I mean, there's like so much information that a person could have, you know, like you have like a gift, but it's not all going to come to you like just like randomly unless there's like a purpose.
Right. And
a lot of times if you don't like ask, then you're not going to sort of like get that information. Like, it's just like Google. I always tell people, like, you know, this clairvoyant thing is like the original Google. You know what I mean? Like, you have your little question or your query or whatever, and then like boom, you know, like you get something back from the universe, you know. It's like that. But you don't just have like everything that you need to know. One of the examples I give you is like, I always check, you have to be conscious and you have to make a conscious effort to sort of check, like, are there any, you know, bad situations coming up, or, you know, people or situations that I need to avoid, you know what I mean? You can pretty much be like bulletproof, you know, in life. But the catch-22 is you literally have to do a query. You have to check. You have to, like, do the sort of spiritual Google thing. Is there anything coming that I need to watch out for, like, in this month? You know, right. And you will get. And so when customers come to me and, you know, want to know what's going down, it's the same thing. It's like, I'm Google, you know? You query, and I'm going to give you the answer. And, yeah, it does work like that. Like I said, the catch-22 is you got to be, like, really specific about what you want to know. Because otherwise, you know, if I don't look and check for myself, I could run into, you know, some situation that I didn't see coming. You know what I mean? Because I didn't have the sense to sort of check.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So it's like that.
So, do you believe that like we all have a map of our lives, like the way like birth charts claim, like, you know, this is why you're this way and this is how your life's gonna work out kind of thing? Or do you believe that free will can change all of that?
I
Or do
think
you
both.
think your free will like is preconditioned in this birth chart situation? Like
Well, I think I understand. I mean, that's a good question, man. That's such a good question, you know? And I
thanks.
think, you know, I kind of think, like, how do you explain it, you know, from my point of view so people will understand it? And I thought, like, the map, I think there kind of is something like a map, okay? But there also is kind of something like free will. Notice how I said kind of something like free. I think free will is a little bit of an illusion. And I'll tell you why. Yeah, I'm going to tell you. Because the way I understand the map of people's lives that exist is kind of like, because people's lives in general are like, they're all like in a desert, okay? And we're all walking for days without shoes in this desert, and it's hot, and we don't have water. You feel me? And the map is sort of, I can read the map based on the fact, it's like, I know where the water's at, though. And I know you know in your life where the water's at. And you also kind of feel there's a in sort of knowing, that, like, the way I'm walking through this desert, this is water, this is nourishment, this is shade. So if you want to make a prediction about where people are heading, you tell them the things that exist where the water is at. Because you know most people are going to head that way. This is takes me back to the whole free will thing. That's the map for me. It's like you're in the desert. I know where the water's at. That's why I know where you're going to go. 9 times out of 10, that's what a person's going to do. Now, there is free will. But free will means, that's why I say it's an illusion. Because most people are going to follow the water. But the free will people, they're the ones that are in the desert. They know where the water's at, but they know for certain where the water's at. But then they're like, but I don't quite know what's over here, although I'm dying of thirst. Those are the people, like in the horror movie, they hear something in the woods. Most
And
of
they
us
go
run
check it out.
the other way. We run the other way, like get the hell out of there. But then in the horror movies, you always have the one person that's like, well, doo, 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 I'm gonna
Better
go
go
check
see
it
what
out.
that noise is.
That's free will. That's my understanding of free will. All
Gotcha.
right, there you go.
So, but say for example, you predict something, but
Yeah.
your client's like, I don't believe that's gonna happen or whatever, and they just so was it supposed to happen and they actively chose to change that by going against what you said? Or were they
No.
always going to go against what you know what I mean? Like,
Free will, if they make it, what happens is if they go a different route, they haven't really changed. The fact of, like, they haven't changed where the water's at, and eventually, if they don't want to die, they're still going to have to go to the water, right?
gotcha. It's just going to take them longer to get there.
Boom! You nailed it. You nailed it. That's it. That's why I say it's an illusion. All you're
Well,
doing is slowing yourself down if you think that you're doing something different than what the map suggests. Go ahead.
so for example, I mentioned this last, I'm in more detail last week on the podcast, but I had a tarot reading in 2008, and the psychic that I was with told me that she saw big changes with work and that it was time for a move. And she asked me, like, she was like, is there somewhere that you can go, whatever. And I said, well, my dad's actually been asking me to move to New York. And she said, that's really what you should do. Now, I went to work like the next day or whatever and talked to my boss and asked for some time off to go visit my father. And he told me no. And he had actually talked to my sister's friend who also worked with me.
Yeah.
And the friend said, oh, she wants to go to New York because a psychic told her to, blah, 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 blah. So my boss came back to me and was like, you're not getting the time off and you lied to me, blah, blah. So
Yeah.
basically, I quit my job on the spot because I had a huge fight with this man and I was like, you know what? You're a jerk and I'm leaving. And then I ended up like 3 days later, I packed up my car and I moved to New York. But so, like, the prediction came true, but the prediction was the reason that it came true. Does that make
Yeah.
sense?
No, I know what you're saying. You feel like, you know, the driving force or the motivator behind it, you know, what was pushing it was, you know, that someone told you it was going to happen, so you just like embraced it and then went that way instead of not. Now that leaves you with the question, like, what I have done that if I had not known, like right. from the psychic or whatever, right?
Yeah,
I get it. So, I mean, I totally get that. So, like I said, you know, and that's, you know, it's not a given that this person who claimed to be psychic was actually psychic, though. Uh-huh. You feel what I'm saying?
Like, oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know anything. She was a, like, she was a friend of a friend. Like, that's how I ended up getting a reading from her. She was actually at the friend's house. I think it was a party.
Right. That's why, like, sometimes, you know, like, you know, sometimes when I get, like, you know, these are major moves for people, you know, like, mm-hmm. these are major life moves. So, you know, if you're going to come at people like, with, oh, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that. It's like, you know, thank God, you know, I've like lived in the world, you know, and, you know, had some struggles myself and, you know, and know what it's like to sort of go through that. Cause you know, I move around a lot, you know, I used to, you're not going to, you know, with your experience, you're not just going to be like really irresponsible and say, well, you know, based on this, you know, you need to go blah, 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 blah. But I'm going to like, you know, I would be, you know, if it was like me telling you, you needed to move and all that other stuff, I'm going to tell you first based on experience, why don't you go visit first?
Well, that was the plan.
Right.
And then when my boss said, no, I couldn't go visit my father, who was also recovering from having a cancer surgery. So that was like what I told my boss. I need to go visit my dad. He just had surgery.
Right. I like to get like double checks on the info. You know what I'm saying? Because here's the thing that's going to be crazy. Like, I'm never, ever, ever, ever wrong with the info. But sometimes I know, like, I'm like a total fathead narcissist asshole, and I'm not. Like, let me finish. Like, don't do a clip of that and be like,
no, of course not.
No, what I'm saying is, let me finish. Is the information that I receive is never wrong, but sometimes it gets lost in translation. You know, like, meaning I might interpret it backwards. So gotcha. You know, and tell you something that is like not exactly the way that it's supposed to be. So that's why if there was something big like a move, I do little baby steps like mm-hmm. visit. I'm checking for confirmation in your life based on what I'm seeing to really make me feel like, okay, this is legit. You know, it's like checks, you know what I'm like double yeah. checking myself. And I use information and feedback from like what's going on with you, blah, 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 blah. I can follow. It's like, yeah, we are heading in the direction of where this water is at. I was like, this is where this is going. Basically, you know what I'm saying? There's like checks you can do. Mm-hmm. So it's not just like, and like astrology, you mentioned that. I'm like, you know, I get it, you know, but I think when this whole astrology thing came about, you know, it was based on like 9 planets, right?
Yeah.
But we got like, I don't know. Last time I checked, there was like 900 that they discovered.
Right.
So what do we do with that? You know what I mean? Like, well, what does that do?
I mean, but
to
isn't it also the stars? Like,
yeah.
Aries is like your star sign or whatever.
I mean, it's a bit, what do you do with all that? Like, you know, this was, I feel like it was, maybe I'm naive, you know, don't know a whole bunch about it, but I thought that it was based on like, you know, alignment of planets and stars. But I'm like, they only knew about 9, but now they know about like 9, like maybe 9,000. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know much about astrology. I've learned more than I did before.
Yeah.
But I do know that, like, there's a whole belief about your life changing when Saturn is back in the spot that it was in on the day you were born. Right. It's called your return of Saturn. That happens every, like, 33 years or so.
Right. And that could be. You know, that could very well be. But, like I said, I struggle with that. Maybe there is some truth to some of it, but I struggle with it. You know, like I said, I could be naive, but you know, like I said, it was based on a system of like 9 planets, I think. And like, we've got like so many now. So I don't know. I just don't know that I'm not indicting any of that stuff. Cause you know, it's very interesting. I've always, always been interested and drawn to stuff like that from mm-hmm. like day one. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Although my pattern, because like I have the apps, I have them, I don't read them religiously, but my pattern said that like I'm not going to find love till later in life, and like all these issues and stuff with like relationships, I'm like, yeah, that sounds like me, like, yeah. reading it, so I don't know.
Yeah, but see, that could be one of those things, you know, like you just gave the example of like, you know, quit the job and all that based on you know, what, like, you know, the psychic said, you know, all these different things. Like, you look at the horoscope, and then you can start believing that, you know what I mean?
Right. And, well, I mean, at the same time, because I've obviously, I mean, you know, I talk to you. I've had psychics and tarot readings and stuff several times in my life.
Yeah.
I've had most of my tarot readings, like, when I've gone and had tarot done, like, at parties or whatever, they tell me that, like, always, you're going to meet the man of your dreams this year, and I see you having two or three children. And, like, here I am, 37, I have no kids, I have no man of my dreams, I don't know what these people are talking about, so.
Right. So there you're not getting any confirmation, you know, about, like, what's going on. And I get that. I mean, it happens a lot. There's, you know, there's just a lot of people out there following a script, you know what I mean?
For sure. Or
really, like, turning these cards over and, you know. And, you know, just telling you, you know, what they really, I think that some of them really believe that they're telling you right. You know, maybe they have good intentions, but I think some of them are, you know, like, you know, somebody who just is trying to get a buck and just following a script and telling you what you want to hear too, you know?
I know. My favorite ones are the ones that offer you, like, the, cause, like, I'm in New York City. You see psychics on the street. They'll, like, grab your hand and be like, I need to give you a message.
Yeah.
And it's always like, oh, I do a $5, like, palm reading, but really, I have this $60 package and this $80 and $100 and, or you know, your aura is clouded and they need to clean it for $300.
Right. And I hate that because, you know, I offer a healing service and I just cringe. I cringe at the thought of, you know, like, I get information from my higher ups, like, this particular customer, individual, like, really does need, like, some serious cleansing and some healing, you know? And I cringe at the thought of relaying that message because I don't want to sound like that dude. It's like trying to get you for your money. I hate it. I hate it with a passion. But I also have this situation where, like, I have to sort of follow what the instructions are for these people. So, but it still, to this day, makes me cringe. And I always, and basically how I'm talking to you about how it makes me cringe, every person that I do the healing for, like, I have to give them my honest feelings about how it makes me cringe to tell them that I need to do this for them, you know, because I have to, you know, there's a price attached to it. I hate it. You know what I mean? I absolutely hate it.
Well, yeah, because a lot of these people who, like, that's my experience with quote unquote psychics, that I've literally had multiple ones tell me, oh, your aura is clouded or this or that, or your chakras aren't aligned and I need to spend $500 in order to, like, be able to live my life. And it's like, really? Because I was fine before I met you. Like,
exactly. Because it's like when the car mechanics like to take advantage of people that don't think no.
For sure.
Like, you have, like, you know, like, you have a windshield wiper, you know, that is not even broken, just needs to, like, be snapped in place. And they're like, you come back and they give you an estimate for, like, $9,000. You need a new engine, a new transmission, you need a new wife, you need new tennis shoes. It's like bullshit. And like, that's how you feel. And
that's a perfect example.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. It's totally scammy. And it makes me cringe. But another thing is, you know, like I said, I have higher ups and, like, there's, like, severe punishment for me. That's what people don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, for playing around with this, or, like, lying to people or making stuff up to try to get a buck out of people. Like, there's severe punishment for me, you know, like, instantly. So it's not something that I'm interested in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, you said you do healings. And, I mean, your website is very extensive. When I was trying to, like, come up with questions for you, I was looking at your website and I was just like, wow, there's so much information, which is good. Do you ever do stuff in person or are you all, like, completely online?
No, I do stuff in person. I do. A lot of it is online, but I absolutely do stuff in person. Like, it's strange because there's, like, a lot of people. I am still in the closet a lot with a lot of people who are, like, close to me, around me, in my city or what have you. There's just a lot of people that have no clue what I do. And I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? I'm not offering this information up, like, unsolicited. You know, if you come to me and you want somebody, you know, you can go look me up and find me. But there's a lot of times where it's just, like, not something that I tell people.
Okay.
But, like, I'm all over the internet at the same time. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, so. But that's your business online.
Exactly. But still, there's a lot of people that just have no clue. You know, because a lot of times, you know, I'm still kind of in the closet because, like, I will ask, you know, because sometimes people ask, you know, what do? You know, that question comes up in conversations. And, you know, I just kind of, you know, I'm a life coach. I just say it in an easy way because some people just can't handle it. Because I notice that when I tell people straight out, you know, I may want to befriend this person and have an interaction with them, but you can tell people who are weirded out by it because it's like they back off, they get spooked, you know, and it's like, you know, Hollywood, you know, the horror movies and stuff like that. But I think some people are like spooked because, you know, they don't like the thought of somebody knowing everything about them, you know?
Yeah, well.
And there are some fucking, you know, there are some fucking kitten killers out there, you know what I mean, who I've probably run across, and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm psychic, and they're like, okay, I'm out, because you're going to find out some things about me that you just shouldn't know, and we can't be friends. And it, I mean, I think that happens a lot. And then there are some people who are just like, holy shit, that's cool. And that's almost like the first indication that they have nothing to hide, you know? And I like that.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You probably dodge a bullet if people are like, okay, exactly. I'm good. Exactly. Well, how do you deal with like that? Like people who like don't necessarily believe or think it's like, because I'm sure you've run across people who are like, well, that's all bullshit. So.
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, what I've discovered, because, you know, it's weird, but I like to help everybody, and I don't like anybody to have like a bad interaction with me in any way or to have a negative vibe. And I'm like, why? I ask the question sometimes, you know, why is this person so like anti and, you know, saying that this is not real or true? Mm-hmm. And what I find out, because I don't really put myself in a position to allow that to happen anyway. Most people, you know, you're not going to come fuck with me unless you are looking for me. You know, I'm not going out looking for you.
Right.
That's number one. So I don't have to deal with it that much. But, you know, there have been some little boo-boos trying to get their 15 minutes of fame on, like, Facebook and shit like that. You know how that is. Hiding behind a computer screen trying to say shit. Oh, like,
I mean, those are the best people. You know what I mean?
Right. But what I do, I first, without reacting, I look psychically and say, okay, what's this person's real problem? And so what's interesting is what I found out. Is that normally, I'm going to say 99% of the people who are like, that's bullshit, actually wish that it's only bullshit because they don't have the juice. So what I've discovered is that they're only saying that because they are kind of jealous that like, they can't do it themselves. So how do I deal with it? I keep in mind that 9 times out of 10 is really what's going on. That's how I deal with it. You know, I just know to myself that all these people saying that they don't believe, 9 times out of 10, they really do. They just have a problem with it. Like, let me give you an example. Like, you think 50 years ago, you know, a woman, a female, wants to say, fuck it, I'm going to run and be president.
Uh-huh.
Think about all the naysayers that are going to pop up based on that one sort of announcement back 50 years ago. Oh, right. You know, women are dumb. They couldn't possibly do it. You know, they're unstable, blah, blah, blah. No woman's ever going to be president. You see what I'm saying? It's the same thing. It's just like the woman is like so far ahead of like the game. But these people's attitudes toward her is just like, you know, you're not running for president. You know, you're jealous. You'd be really upset if this woman actually managed to do it. You'd be pissed off because there's something wrong with you, you know? You might want to be president. My point is, it's normally, it's just some, it's not a naysayer, it's really a hater. It's a difference, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how I deal with it. Just knowing that really is that they're jealous.
I've heard a lot about like, you know, seeing signs or like,
yeah.
I was told like when when I had loved ones die, that dimes are like a sign from beyond or whatever. And I also like, I'll see like numbers in sequential order and things like that. When you see sign, like, how do you know that a sign is a sign versus like someone drops some change?
Ah, you know, when a cake is just a cake,
right?
And it doesn't mean like something else. Like, I know what you're saying. Well, I think for me, you imagine like when you see a green light or a red light at a traffic stop.
Mm-hmm.
It elicits a response, you know, there's muscle memory. There's something that your body knows to do. Or like when a dog sees like a steak, you know, all of a sudden his mouth starts to water because there's something going on. There's a feeling elicited along with, you know, the visual sort of stimulus. So how I know is a lot of times when it's a sign, so to speak, there's that feeling of like I'm salivating as well, like the dog looking for the steak, or I got that feeling like green means it's time to go. I get a feeling associated with the visual stimulus. So then if it's not really, and it's just a cake, maybe that feeling is not there so much. Do you see what I'm saying? Like there's extra stuff. So something like that, you know what I mean?
And is that like a you specifically thing, or is that something that other people can try to like keep in mind? Like, because I mean, everybody sees signs,
right? I mean, I think
that they do.
I think that it's because, you know, I feel like we, you know, I'm like two people. Like, there's the person that was allowed to sort of live and experience life as a normal human, okay, and then there's that second sort of person, who knows how many there are, but there are two I'm going to use as a reference now, you know, like how many people are written spaced in my brain, I don't know. But what I'm saying is these two people, the other one is like the psychic stuff, you know, like a psychic person. It is like, there's the sign that's going to sort of make the like sort of human side sort of like, oh, I'm feeling that a little bit more than like the psychic, you know, side. The psychic dude, you know, is going to feel something if it's really meant on like this message or this psychic stuff. You feel what I'm saying? Like the two people would sort of, you know, the two sides would sort of, you know, sort of step up basically to the sign or the symbol, you know? And I think that's an easy way to understand it. You know what I mean?
Now, I read somewhere that everyone has the ability to be psychic, and like some people just are completely closed off to it. There's a lot of like in between. Do you believe that? Do you think that everyone has the ability and just some people are more awakened than others?
I do think that I have to say yes, that I believe that, because it's like everything. Animals, humans are animals to some degree, you know, like, and whales, you know, like birds, just almost everything in nature is psychic. You know, it's just, it's a natural sort of way of being, you know, everything. Plants, you know, they found out that plants, you know, respond to like stimulus, you know, like you're nice to them or mean to them, you know, like they did this study where, like, you know, if you yell and scream these derogatory remarks at like a pumpkin or something that was in development, like the pumpkin would basically turn, you know, nasty and rotten and, you know, would not develop properly. That's some psychic stuff to me, you know? And I feel like, and then there's the pumpkin that was like showered with love and hugs and, you know, just fucking, you know, tambourines and kumbaya, and the fucking thing was huge. You know what I'm saying? I think that everybody is like, babies are like that. So I have to say, based on that alone, absolutely. But I think what happens is society, and we start programming in like public schools, we're going to school in this routine, we've got a schedule, and we've got TV, we've got video games, we got relationships, boyfriends, girlfriends, we got jobs, work. I think it all gets lost after you sort of start sort of being indoctrinated into society, you know, like, because you don't have a chance to just like really be yourself, you know. Let me give you an example. So what a lot of like history is a lot of times written from the standpoint of like a really small percentage of like people that existed in the world in these little things called cities. The truth of the matter is, so like most humans never really lived in cities. We like were on farms and like these really open spaces, and we weren't really all that close to each other. It was like there's grass and fields and open air. All this was very natural. For a lot of time, people would never travel more than 20 miles outside of their like home base, like in a life, you know. This was normal, not in the city, but the people think like that. And I think that those people would have been able to maintain and hold on to like a lot of their psychic stuff. You know what I mean? It's difficult when you like are like living in like these cities and things where it just kind of, you're forced to have some of those things. Just, you're turned off, so to speak, you know? So I have to, my answer overall is yes, I do believe, but I feel like we get turned off like involuntarily just by the fact that we have to live and survive in the way that the world is today, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I can see that. I don't know. I mean, I'm for sure that everyone's had a moment where they can like feel like, you know, something above them told them not to do something or to do something. So, I mean, if you consider that psychic, I'm sure it's, you know, some people just call that like a gut feeling or something.
And like, you know, I used a bunch of examples of like, you know, nature and like babies and stuff, and didn't even talk about just what everybody knows is a given. It's like the bond between like a mother and a child, you know what I'm saying? You're like sharing space, you know, kind of like, you know, in the same body and all that other stuff. I was playing with this thought the other day. It was kind of like off topic, but I just thought about like being a caveman and like you know, being the first caveman and actually witnessed like a child being born. Like, how could you not have come to the conclusion as a caveman? Like, you're just chilling, like you just killed like a dinosaur for food or something, and you're like sharpening your tools, and you see this baby come forth, and it's like out of a woman. I'm thinking that cavemen in general had to believe that women were God. That's all I'm saying, because like clearly that's where humans come from. Like, you didn't know that your jizz was causing the baby. You just knew that there was a baby coming out of that particular person. Anyway, we get back on topic. I'm just saying, the
Hey,
first
I'm all
time
for it.
cavemen see
Let's
the
go with
baby,
women being gods.
I'm
That's
just
fine.
saying, you see the baby as a caveman, and you're like, that clearly is where people come from. You could not have formulated the thought that people came from anywhere else, is what my point is.
Gotcha.
So, but there's a
No, I get
connection.
you. That's.
The point I was trying to make is that there's a connection between, you know, the baby and the mother. Like, you know, because without being psychic or whatever it is, they call it female intuition, you have like, if you know that like one of your kids is in danger or is about to get hurt, you feel that. Like, you
Yeah.
know, you do, you know. So yeah, I have to say absolutely, you know, everybody is. You know, everybody.
Yeah.
But we lose it though, you know, because we gotta like program and live.
Yeah, it's too bad. I think the world could be a more interesting place if we were all a little more in tune.
Right. Well, they say, you know, like referencing, you know, the Bible again, you're like, when you get to this place called heaven or what have you know, there's like this quote in the Bible that's like, you know, heaven is like this place where there will be no more secrets, where you won't be able to hide who you are. And it's just like, is that really what it's like? Or is it just like everybody's psychic? You know, because if everybody was psychic, then of course you wouldn't be able to hide who you were and there would be no secrets. You feel what I'm saying?
I
So, I
do.
mean, I think like that. And, you know, people, you know, don't. And then I get the whole, you know, like people get terrified. You know, some religious people are like, oh my God, you know, you're the devil. You know, like doing what you're doing, you're reading minds and blah blah blah. It's like, that's evil. That's like Satan. I'm like, no. You know, because every single thing that like Jesus did and every single prophet before him and after, like they all were using like psychic skills, but then they were like, well, that's just like the Holy Spirit, but like still psychic, you know, like
Yeah.
if you think about it. But people don't look at it that way. It's like you're
Yeah.
just evil because
I've
you're not Jesus.
never considered any of this stuff to be like against God. I
Right,
mean,
right, right. You know, and like I said, I think where a lot of that comes from is Hollywood filming.
right. Right. Well, I have kept you forever, and I think I
All
think
good.
that we've pretty much covered everything. Do you want to like plug your website? I know you have a new client like thing on your website, right? Like you do like a free question or something. Can you talk about
No,
that?
yeah, everybody, you know, everybody, I want you to, because like I said, I'm really like hardcore against the like charlatans and the Miss Cleos and the fake psychics out there. And so I don't really like my customers or clients to come to me unless they sort of test drive me first. So I want everybody to get a free reading. You know, you can go to my website, psychicherald.com, and you click get a free reading. I want you to, you know, really interact with me and get your reading so you'll know that I'm legit. And I want you to feel really confident in like spending your time and your hard-earned dollars with me. You know what I'm saying? So go there and get you a free reading without spending a dime, and I'll hook you up. If you don't want to go to the website, I have another website that is getmyfreereading.com. Like just all one word. Getmyfreereading.com. That's another place. It's basically the same thing. But sign up for a free reading, and yeah, we'll talk about it, and then you can see for yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hopefully people will take advantage of that. I mean, I think I started talking to you like over a year ago.
Yeah.
And I definitely have told friends, because I have a lot of friends who are into this kind of stuff. So, and a lot of them are like dragging their feet or whatever, but maybe now that they know they can get a free reading, maybe they'll give you a call. Thank you so much for doing my show. I know I've been nagging you about this for a while.
Just a little bit, but it's all good. I've been like,
Listen, I'm persistent, okay?
you are, and I appreciate
I don't know if
it.
you know that about me.
Yeah, you are. Well, that's a given. Like, I totally get that you are like very specific. Yeah,
So, but no, I appreciate this. I think this went well. So, I just want to say thank you again to Harold for agreeing to do that interview with me. I really enjoyed our time, and I think that it was an interesting conversation. And once again, to reiterate, I really hope that you, the audience, also enjoyed that. And if you want a reading from Harold, go to psychicharold.com. He is offering free, like 15 minutes or so. You can find that on there, or go to the website that he mentioned, get my free reading, and totally take advantage of that. If you have any questions, I mean, right now, what a time to check in with somebody who can give you messages from your guides and all that, because it's such an uncertain time in our lives and it's unprecedented. And but seriously, we all need a little direction, a little clarity, and maybe Harold can help you if you have any questions like that. Harold has done some readings for me in the past. I've known him for a little over a year, and he's been ridiculously accurate with everything he has said to me. So I totally give him, my own testimonial or whatever. You should give it a try if it's something that you're curious about. And if it's not for you, that's okay too. But yeah, he's pretty cool. And thank you again, Harold. Thank you for listening. So, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap it up because there's not much else to say, and it's already been over an hour that you've been listening to my show, and I thank you very much. Please take a moment, if you could, to make sure that you are subscribed on your preferred platform. If you would love to do me a favor, which I would really love it if you did, leave me a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts, specifically Apple Podcasts, because they're the largest podcast platform and it really helps to get the algorithm and to have me pop up in other places or suggestions for people to check out my show. So if you like listening to me and have any interest in Disney, I do have Radio Mickey that I host with my friend Joyce, and I also have What's the Deal with This Pop Life that I host with my oldest friend Stephanie. So yes, Steph and Stephanie host a podcast about 90s and early 2000s pop. So be sure to check those out if it's something you're interested in. If maybe like, me talking to guests every week doesn't quite interest you, you can come fangirl with me about Disney or about NSYNC. That would be great. So have a great week, you guys. I will talk to you next week, trying to secure a guest, because I feel like from now on, I have a goal of like teasing what the next episode will be about, if I can possibly do that. So I want to start doing that, but I haven't secured anybody for next week yet. So working on it. Pay attention to the socials. I am at Side B Radio on Twitter. I'm Side B Radio on Facebook. And I am Side B Podcast on Instagram. So thank you again. Talk to you guys soon. Please stay safe. Don't do anything stupid. If you need to talk to somebody and you want to just reach out and talk to me, if you need an ear, I'm here for you, man. So take care, you guys. Talk to you next week.